This is Welcome Home Radio, heard every Saturday morning at 9 on locally owned KYNO. Brought to you by the Community Housing Council. Now, here's your host, Don Scordino.
Well, good morning. It's time for Welcome Home Radio. This is Don Scordino, your host, and we are here to bring you some really, really good information on housing, the real estate market, our community, and that's our goal. When we started this show 18 years ago, our local market was being overrun, I would say, by national news saying, oh, prices are dropping, prices are plummeting, and yet it wasn't so here locally. Yes, we did, our prices did drop back in 2008, 2009, but not to the extent that it did nationally. We gave the local news, and that's what we're trying to do. Today, I'm bringing back a guest. You may have heard him earlier in the year. A lot of energy. He's already waving at the crowd. Greg, this is a radio show, not TV.
Well, I was wondering why you didn't invite me back sooner, and I thought, maybe it's the way I dress.
It's not. All right, if you don't recognize that voice, he's the famous bearded realtor, Greg Kozaroff of Realty Concepts, and Greg just told me he's been in the business since 1995, and I think I remember you in that first year because you were active from day one.
Well, first of all, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Fresno, right? I really am glad to be sitting next to Don Scordino. And so, yeah, 1995, I started my career, and I worked for a little boutique real estate office in Kerman called Valley West Properties. And I actually was a part-time realtor for three and a half years before I went full-time. Just a little note.
You know, I didn't realize it. What did you do in your other job?
I actually sold welding supplies at the time when in 1980, when I moved to the Valley, it was called Baker's Welding Supply. And then Praxair, Lindy, they've changed their name a few times. But I can tell you, I could provide you all types of welding, whether it was MIG, TIG, whatever it was. I can sell you the equipment. I did not know how to weld. I didn't even like welding. But anyway, that's what I did my early days when I was 20 years old, selling welding supplies.
Oh, wow. All right. See, I learned something new about you. And it's hard to learn something new about Greg because he is an open book. And I don't know if this is fortunate or unfortunate, but he does sit across away from me in our office. Mm-hmm. And once in a while, he'll come into my office while I have clients that I'm talking to, and he'll let them know, hey, if you don't like Don, you can come to call me. Now, everybody knows he's joking, right?
I have met a few of them at the bagel shop, though. Anyway, never mind.
You can only get away with something like that with me because I'm secure enough with my clients to know they're going to stick with me.
I would never steal another realtor's client.
No,
it's not ethical.
That's right. And you are very ethical. Sometimes your jokes are a little. But, okay, anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about what's the housing market like today here in the Central Valley. And I want you to know that we are in the second segment. We're going to get into a major factor in these statistics that we're going to give you. And you might think, oh, that's interest rates. That's this market or that market. No, we're going to be talking about an intangible called fear, and which is a big part of today's market. And I think, my own personal opinion, that's kind of driving some of these numbers that we're going to talk about. But first, the numbers. Greg, you got a bunch of graphs there. So throw something at us and let's discuss it.
Yeah, I hope you're... audience could see these graphs because they're in color. They're beautiful. But anyway, here I go.
Well, I always say that if you're articulate enough, it's the same as seeing it.
Ah, very poetic. Man, this guy's wise. Okay, let's talk about the three different graphs that I sit down and show my clients have to do with days on market, inventory supply, and what is the median price range in the Fresno Clovis area that includes single family homes and condos, correct, Don?
Yes, that's what I do too.
Okay, very good. So when we look at, let's look at our inventory, and I've got a graph here from the last 2 years. If you look at June, these stats come from June 2026 down to June 2024. So if we look at today's market, the inventory is 2.3 months worth of inventory as of June this year. When you go back and look 2 years ago, this might be surprising to you, but in June 2024, it was 2.4. However you say that, difference. So basically, it's the same.
The same. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And what was the market like in 2024 versus now at this time of the year?
We were adjusting, but I think the biggest thing, if you go back 2 years, is sellers still thought it was a seller's market, and buyers were adapting to a shifting market to where maybe they had some advantages too. So in my opinion, 2 years ago, it was maybe even a little tougher because sellers still had that muscle.
Right. And so, you already kind of hit it, but what was the mindset of the public buying and selling at that time? How was the market? Was it active? Was it kind of, what do you think it was 2 years ago at this time?
Oh, I think it was active. And here's what I found in my career. Even when the market is really, really bad, and I'm going to go back to when interest rates were up at 18%, something I realized, there's still people that need to sell and there's still people that need to buy.
Yeah.
Because of life.
Yeah.
So it's not just about the numbers. Sometimes it's about life events.
Yeah. And some of it is positive. People are getting married. They're having families. So that's a positive reason. And sometimes a little difficult times hit people. Deaths, dissolutions of marriages, loss of jobs. Unfortunately, we don't want to hear that. But that is a reason why people buy and sell at this any time of the year, any season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and I've told this story before on the radio in other circumstances, but this was advice I got from my father back in 2008. I said I was getting scared of the market, you know, because 2008 was certainly a changing one. And I got scared. I asked my dad, I said, hey, what was it like during the Great Depression? He goes, oh, you're worried about this recession, aren't you? I said, well, yeah, I am. He said, well, don't worry about it. He goes, a recession or a depression just means that half the business goes away. Stay in your top half of the industry, you'll get your share. Yeah. And then he gave an example because he was a barber back then. He said, back then, you know, people used to come in once a week to get their haircut. Well, when the depression hit, they started coming in every other week. So he made half the money. But he still had his clientele. He still had people coming to him. And he was able to adapt.
So the depression or what recession, whatever was going on at that time, kind of determined what the fashion was. People had longer hair is what you're saying, huh?
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, let's go to the next one if you're okay with that. And that is days on market. This is a very interesting. So we look at our inventory. There almost is not a difference in the amount of inventory we had from 2 years ago. Today's average days on market as of June 2026 are 35 days on market. What do you think it was 2 years ago?
Okay, I don't have my numbers.
No, this is a guess.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it was about half of that.
Oh, well, it was 25 days. It was lower, though. You know, that's almost half, really. But, I mean, it was 25 days. So we're 10 days, average days on market difference from 2 years ago, where I thought it wouldn't be as much of a difference because when you look at the inventory, but now let's look at the average medium sales price in Fresno Clovis.
Can I comment on days on market?
Please do.
That is one of two statistics that I claim that I don't like because it can be so misleading. Mm. So, for example, you go to look at a house with a buyer and they say, hey, how many days on the market? Well, that particular one can be misleading because maybe it's been on the market 60 days, mm-hmm. but they just lowered their price 5 days ago. So that 60 becomes misleading. Or they may have been in escrow and something happened. So to me, that can be misleading, but I have to admit, first time I've ever admitted this on the radio or even to anybody, I do look at days on the market too. But I do it with a grain of salt too. Like, okay, what's the rest of the story?
And I thought you were going to make a comment about my good looks.
No.
Okay.
How would anybody know with that beard you have?
I know. Okay. So, but let's talk about the cumulative days. Did I say that right? Because that tells a little bit different story what you're just saying, because somebody took it off the market, they put it back on. So in 2024 June, that was 29 days, and currently it's 43 days. So there's a spread of a difference.
Yeah.
Just a note, that's all, you know. But interesting points there.
Okay, and I'm not going to comment on that cumulative thing until I think that one through, maybe next week.
Okay, yeah, very good. We'll have to study it a little bit, right?
Right.
Okay, so this is, I tell my clients this is my favorite stat, okay, that I like to look at. Okay, we're looking at a two-year period here. So if you look at the solds, not what is listed, not what's under contract, but if we look just on the solds, currently at the end of June, our medium price range home, Fresno Clovis, are we ready, is $422,250. I mean, remember when we were selling properties for $59,000?
Oh, yeah.
And we couldn't wait to get that commission check?
Yeah, because anyway, it was so big.
Yeah. But now, go back 2 years ago. I'm going to ask you again. What do you think it was 2 years ago? No cheating. Hey,
okay.
Quit looking.
I'm looking at my chart. Sorry, I didn't get a chance to actually see it. But I'm going to guess it was 3% lower.
What would that be? About three. What's 3%?
410.
Okay. All right. Well, so again, right now, $422,250. Drum roll. 2 years ago, the median price range was $420,000.
Oh, wow.
And you look at the charts, and I'm too bad that they can't see the charts, but it's a fine line all the way across. We've had a couple months where it dropped a little bit, but here in Fresno, our median price range, I'm going to say it's still ticking up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's gone up slightly, but it's, you know, so your thought on that median price range?
All right. That,